This is James Medick speaking from My Small Biz University. We've got another rant today. Yes, I'm ranting. Why? Well, because I have lots of conversations with My Small Biz U members about this particular topic, and I wanted to share it with you. Now, this is something that might affect you if you're a speaker, a coach, a consultant, an independent professional, a small business owner who is selling their own product or service, but it even may, you know, apply to you if you sell someone else's product or service. And what is it? It's probably the biggest thing I've had to overcome in my professional career. And we're going to talk about personal rejection. Why? Because it's something that we all suffer from, and if you don't know how to work with rejection, you could find not only your business crippled, but your professional development crippled. Now, let me explain how this works. See, one of the things is, I'll give you an example. In My Small Biz University, there's a whole set of courses on selling and persuasion and influence. And a lot of people, even with the notion of selling, you know, get hives, they're in the cold sweats, they can't think properly, they're edgy, they're very, very nervous, because they look at selling as an adversarial activity where they're taking something from someone, as opposed to a conversation where you're trying to help someone get what they want in exchange for some money. Now, here's the thing that's really interesting. I cover all of this stuff in the sales training for small business course and how to handle objections.com or handle any objection.com as an example. I have face-to-face selling, which is all about rapport skills. So I've got a lot of information about selling and persuading, but there's a common thread that runs through all of these. Now, the bottom line is, as we've probably seen this week, where you've been getting emails, people are starting to, other marketers, internet marketers specifically, are starting to wake up and go, we're in a business and we have to think about more than just a web page to sell. You know, that Small Business University, business requires transactions, persuasion, influence, money changing hands. And people who get into small business or are coaches and consultants and speakers, one of the things that really handcuffs them and often freezes them from taking the actions that they need to take is this whole notion of personal rejection. Now, what do I mean by that? I want you to think about this for a second. Let's take, for example, you're a consultant and you've got a site on a website and you make some comments or opinions on a particular topic that you're an expert in, and someone comments on your blog and says, "Man, you're full of crap. You don't know what you're talking about." Now, when people are starting off, what happens is they'll often take that comment personally. And it may, in fact, get them to change what they believe because they feel that they have to make everyone happy. And I'm going to suggest that you want to make sure that you don't make everyone happy and that you can't make everyone happy. There's going to be people that believe what you say, and there's going to be people that don't believe what you say. What you want to do is find a market where there's more people that believe what you say than there are people that you don't believe what you say. Your goal in any business is not to please everyone, but it's to polarize the market. Polarize the market. What do I mean by that? You want to have raving fans, and you want to have raving enemies. Why? Because as long as you have raving fans and raving enemies, everyone is talking about you. And that means more traffic and more business. But it's your job to persuade and influence, not make people happy. You know, if you're a speaker, for example, what often happens is, you know, you do a talk or you write a white paper, for example, on a website, or you do a podcast like I'm doing right now, and you try and make it so bland to make everyone happy, you won't stand for anything. You know, Bob Proctor, one of my first mentors, said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So you've got to take a stand. Now, obviously, you have to take a stand that's going to have something to build a business with. But more importantly, you have to do and talk about what you believe and give your opinion. Don't be afraid when someone doesn't agree with you. It doesn't mean you have to waste your time trying to convert them, but understand that everyone has their own opinion, and that's okay. Some people may hate my small biz university. They may think it's the worst thing on the planet. They may think that there's other better sites. And you know what? There very well might be. I haven't found any yet, but there might be. They might say that I'm full of it when it comes to list building, or why am I doing Joomla and instant Joomla membership sites? Why am I doing that? I should be using another piece of software because of all these great reasons. You know what? They might be right. The bottom line is that I've built my business around a certain positioning, a certain belief or set of beliefs and some core values. Those are the things that I stand for. And you know what? I'm not going to please everyone, and that's okay. And either are you. So stop trying to please everyone. Take a stand for what you believe works, what you've tested, what you've experienced, what you're about, what's core to you. Let yourself out. You know, one of the greatest things that I ever learned about selling is that when I got to the point where I really understood that selling is the transference of emotions. Listen to what I just said. The transference of emotions. That means that I'm transferring my energy and emotion, from the me to you. If I can transfer that, and you can become emotionally involved in what I'm saying, doing, and believing, and I ask you or give you the opportunity to take some action, which requires you paying some money, guess what? You will. But if I can't get you emotionally involved, in the web copy that I write, in the audios that I do, that the videos that I do, maybe the seminar that you attend where you see me live up on stage, if I can't get you emotionally involved, you're not going to take any action no matter how hard the web copy tries. See, we do things for emotional reasons. We justify it with logic. But if we can make a connection to our customers, our potential customers, our leads, our clients, our potential clients, if we can make an emotional connection with them, then we're away to the races in terms of building a business. So just understand, you're going to find people that love you. You're going to find there's some people that hate you, and that's okay. Don't try and please everyone. Try and please yourself in a market that has more people that agree with you than there are people that disagree with you. If you're interested in learning about how to sell, persuade, and influence, how to build a small business, how to get free web hosting, a free shopping cart, over 1,000 video tutorials and audio tutorials available for you, and personal hands-on support and live coaching, just go check out mysmallbizuniversity.com. I hope you enjoyed this little rant. It's James Maduke speaking from My Small Biz U. I'll be here. I've been here for 11 years online. Some of you are going to like this rant. Some of you don't believe it, but that's okay. Think what's best for you and at least start to take some action, and don't get frozen. Stand for something or else you're going to fall for anything. Take care and expect the best. This is James Maduke signing out from today's rant from My Small Biz U.